Page 41. Unit 5. Challenges. Listening extra. Making a difference. B. Listen to an extract from a TV show. Check the sentences that give the speaker's views.
Have you ever wished you could make a difference? Well, today, we hear from one young person who wanted to change the world. Here's her story.
My name is Sunny, and I'm 26 years old. I've always felt very strongly about world issues. And like a lot of people, I used to say, I wish someone would do something about poverty and things like the distribution of wealth and so on. And, I'd done some research, and, I decided if I could do something myself, I should. I'd read an article that said 60% of people stop giving to charity because they have no idea what happens to all their donations. And I realized if these people had known more about the charity, they would still be donors now. So, I thought, what if I created a social networking site that puts donors in touch with charities and helps them stay connected? And that's what I did. You know, a lot of people give money to charity, but there are other ways to help, too. So the way the site works is this. Suppose you want to donate some money to a homeless program, for example, but you don't know where to find one. Well, you can look at my site and find one. Then if you're a small charity and need money for a project, you can post a request on the site. So in other words, we match people to charities they might not know about. I suppose I decided to concentrate on smaller charities because, you know, there are thousands of small charitable organizations, and they often have difficulty raising money. And in fact, we look for small donors too, people who can't afford to give a lot, but they want to feel they are making a difference. One thing that I found out is that lots of people want to support charities in their own city or town. So really it's become a site for local people and local charities, which is great. In a way, local charities often need the most help, and it's nice because you can often see the difference your donations make. It's been really successful. I just wish I'd started on it years ago. There are lots of educational projects. For example, people like to sponsor college students who are struggling with bills. And then one campaign helped a kindergarten that volunteers had set up in a poor neighborhood. If we hadn't raised money for it, the kindergarten wouldn't have been able to get started. And we were able to raise $1,000 to buy books and toys for it. So yeah. I hope there'll be many more opportunities like this in the future.